This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm surviving the heat.
Yeah, I saw. Did you see? I think they put out the Farmer's Almanac prediction for this winter. Did you see that?
No, I haven't read it yet. I always get the Farmer's Almanac, but I haven't gotten my copy yet.
Well, I read it. Get ready, because they referenced back to the snowstorm we had in 2021, in February of 21. They referenced that. They say that the storms could be severe this winter, and we could see more precipitation, more winter precipitation, and we could see colder than usual temperatures. So I figured
we're going to go from one extreme to the other.
We are.
So. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. It is so hot out. When you go out, you just want to go back in the house. You don't want to go anywhere to get anything done.
No.
It's just, I mean, if it goes outside, I'm not interested. I just don't even want to talk about it.
No.
No. Oh, my gosh.
This is definitely stay inside weather. I mean, it's dangerous. It's really, really, like, literally, we say it all the time, but it literally is dangerous when it gets that hot.
Well, you know, when it's 107 and feels like 120, you know, you should not be outside. That's all there is to it.
I know it.
And you know, school started now, and they're wanting the little kids, the 7-year-olds, to practice football. Mm. I mean, this is flag football, of course. But they're having them practice at 6:30, and it's still not that cool.
Yeah.
Not at 6:30. I mean, it's just, I can't believe it.
I know it. It just seems like it's getting more extreme, and there's no end in sight. It just keeps going.
I didn't think we could have this many days of extreme heat. I've never remembered it being this hot. And when you go out, you can't hardly breathe.
I know. You can't touch the car. You can't breathe. You have to be extra, extra careful about, you know, taking water, taking breaks, you know, getting in the shade. And with so many people that, you know, do work outside, I mean, it can be very, 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 very dangerous. And then to see the winter forecast, that what they're saying, it's just like, now we go extremely the other way. It's like, you know, and then was it last summer? I think it was last summer that we had all the fires over there in East Texas. And it was just, I mean, it's just the craziest couple of years that I think we've seen in a very long time. It's weird.
And, you know, we've had a lot of houses burn, and I don't know what in the heck is happening. I mean, just all of a sudden, I mean, I see all these different neighborhoods where the houses just suddenly burned down.
Really?
And I'm wondering what in the world is causing it.
Good Lord. Is it?
I mean, we haven't had any lightning. I mean, you know, there's not any lightning because we're not having any rain. We haven't had rain in so long. What month was it I told you that we had 3 inches? Was that 2 months ago?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, it's so long ago, I don't even know when I had that rain. We don't have to empty the rain gauge, so I know it hadn't rained in a long time.
Well, no. And I remember because we talked about it, and I said, you know, it won't be that long before it'll be dry and everything's brown and crunchy. And here we are, and everything's brown and crunchy.
My grass is not even green.
Mm.
The guy that mows said, well, maybe you don't want me to come for a while. I said, you're exactly right. Even with the sprinkling system, it is not keeping up.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just, and we're watering at night. You know, you don't want to water in the daytime because it will burn the leaves and it'll burn the grass, you know, if you're putting the hot water on it.
Yeah.
In this heat. So we know you're supposed to water at night, but it isn't keeping up.
Mm. Wow.
It's just it's not even enough water.
Yeah, and it's just been going on forever and ever, it seems like. So, but, you know, I mean, Labor Day is, what, a week or two away? And so, you know, September is almost here, and hopefully, I know September is always, you know, still really, really hot, but hopefully we're getting kind of to the end of, you know, the heat wave, and things will start to kind of cool down a little bit, hopefully.
I hope you're right. I hope that's not just, you know, your imagination.
I do a lot of
wishful thinking.
A lot of wishful thinking, a lot of weather predicting comes from my imagination. It's very
that's
active.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just, we got to turn this around. We've got to have some cool weather before what you're predicting through the almanac happens. Yeah. You know, we need a break. In between weather, you know, if possible.
But man, yeah, I saw that thing come out, and I said, "Ooh!" And so I clicked on it, and I read it, and I'm like, "Are you serious?" Because I kind of thought maybe things would kind of, because it's been a kind of a turbulent couple of years, with such weird extreme kind of weather, and I thought, well, maybe this winter will kind of like, you know, even out a little bit. But nope. They had a kind of an overview. They had a map of like the whole country, but they specifically for us. And so I looked at it, and there's other parts of the country that had like the green colors and the yellow colors, but Texas, we were covered in blue. And then I read the actual text, and it said, you know, higher than usual precipitation, expect colder than usual temperatures. And I thought, oh boy, here we go again. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, and remember last February, we'll never forget that. The ice storm of the century.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was really bad in February. So now you're saying it's going to be cold and colder.
Yeah, that's what they say. I hope they're wrong, but boy, you watch the Farmer's Almanac. You get that every year, and don't you say they're pretty accurate usually?
I think they're very accurate. Mm. The old Farmer's Almanac has been around 100 years. They've been predicting weather all these years, and they're pretty good at it. And they've got so many good tips in there. You know, for everything, for your plants, for your farm, just everything that you can think of, that you can imagine.
Mm. Well, boy, I hope they're wrong. I really do.
I do, too. I hope it's just a fluke. Maybe they made a mistake, but I doubt that. So we've got that to look forward to.
Yeah. I don't know if that's sarcastic or if you're serious.
That was being sarcastic.
It's great that there'll be a break from the heat, but boy, that's a little bit too extreme. It's too much.
That's right. Well, you know, we've been talking about the fair and everybody getting ready for the fair.
Yeah.
And you know, they're having the horse show right now. Mm-hmm. The horse show is on, and that's in the air-conditioned Coliseum.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if the dog show will be early before the fair, but, you know, the dog show is another big deal. It's a wonderful deal. There's not anything that isn't wonderful at the State Fair of Texas.
Oh, that's true.
And everybody's really gearing up for it. They're talking about it every day. The newspaper is especially talking about it. By all the things that they'll have, and we'll find out also the winner of the food contest. We'll find out the winner of all the things that people make, the jellies, the pickles. Now, you know, this is a modern world, but we still have all the women bringing their things to the fair, and I love that part.
Yeah.
After all these years, we still have something old-fashioned.
I know it. That was the best part is that you actually get something that people actually made and that wasn't like, you know, assembled in a factory. It's really, really cool. And it's really, that's the best part of it. And I'm glad that hasn't changed. I'm totally on board with you like that.
Yeah. And then the car show. Mm. Remember, they have the car show in addition to all the other things. There's so many things you can go and see besides the, you know, the walking, the riding the rides, and eating, which is the biggest deal of all. But they've got so many other attractions.
Yeah.
And so people should be getting their tickets and coming to Dallas. I mean, this is a big deal.
Didn't you say that this is one of the biggest fairs in the country and people come from all over the place?
It's the biggest fair there is.
Yeah.
The Texas State Fair. Mm. And it's been in business all these years. And, you know, we have a lot of little fairs. There's some little fairs going on right now. Denton, Texas, they've got this little small fair going on right now.
Really?
And I was going to research it. I didn't have time as to how many fairs we have in Texas. I know out in Amarillo they have a fair every year. And there's a lot of little places. They have their own little fair with little rides and, you know, all kinds of little things, which, you know, it's just a fall deal.
Yeah.
You know, if it's fall in Texas, we're having fairs.
Oh, it's fair season is one of my favorite times. You know, you get.
I mean, it is. And the little children and their excitement and their eyes get so big when they see all that. I mean, I love that part of it.
Yeah.
You know, the children are why we do all this.
Yeah, it really. And it kind of takes us back to when we were children, too, because it's that
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And remember, getting the cotton candy and your parents holding your hand as you walk through. I can remember all that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great time.
Wow. It really was a great time. You have food, rides, animals, and then you've got like all the like just the smells of like the fall, cinnamon spices. You've got, you know, pumpkins. You've got gourds. You've got hay. You got all the things that go with fall. And here we are, right in the middle of fair season. Oh, it's fantastic.
And I remember the first time I saw a hippopotamus. It was at the fair.
Really?
And they had him in this big tank of water. You know, and I'd never seen a hippopotamus. Oh, my gosh. It was exciting, I can tell you.
Wow. I would bet that was.
Yeah.
Did that thing stare at you? Did it come out of the water and stare at you?
He was just looking around, and he had the big teeth, I can tell you that.
Wow. Oh, that would be kind of scary, I would think, especially if you were a kid.
It was. But you wanted to see it anyway, even though you were scared, you wanted to see it.
Yeah. What is that?
You didn't want to miss anything.
No. Wow. Fair season is the best. Oh, my goodness. Then you got Halloween, then you got Thanksgiving, and then we're into the holiday season, and then everybody just kind of like goes into lazy holiday mode. And after this year, I think we all probably need a little bit of a break. So that'll be something to look forward to.
We may.
To. Yeah. Except you, because you're busy. This is Your Money
That's
with
right.
Faye Bagby.
I'm so busy.
You are. You've had a really big week. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. I didn't mean to spoil the surprise, but it's been a busy week for you as far as policies and things like that, right?
It has. I've had a lot of people come to me this week. They've been with us for a long time. They're now turning 70 and 73, the two people I'm thinking about. And they said, Faye, we think it's time for us to do something different. And they're talking about annuities with me. And I said, I can tell you everything about an annuity. And they said, well, we think we'd like to switch to annuities because, you know, we're 73. We're still working. But we want it to be something every month that we can take money out of and that we can do a lump sum. So I told them about the annuities we've got right now, about the bonuses. And, you know, if you're going to do a lump sum, and that's it. Well, that 12% bonus is really good right now. And every year that you have it, if you put more money in, you get that 12% again. But then there's another way to do it. If you're a little bit younger, or I don't guess it matters, but you can also get an extra 7%. Now, this is a rider. This is on a rider. That means there's a fee for it. But they will give you an extra 7%, so you can actually get a 20% bonus up front if you want to pay just a little bit. And at the end of it, it gives you a 4% additional payout.
Cool.
So, you know, this is a big deal. Beginning of the third year, you can also increase your takeout from 10% to 20%.
Really?
Yes. So there's just a lot of good things happening. So So if you need that 20% bonus up front for an additional fee, you can get that. Plus, at the end, if you're taking a payout, you can get an additional 4% on your whole value. So you get an additional 4% on the total.
I don't remember annuities being quite – it always seemed like annuities
it's
were
good.
One of those. Yeah, it just kind of like goes on the back burner and kind of simmers while some other things are happening. It's kind of like more of like a background kind of investment. I don't remember them being quite this aggressive with profits before. Is this with all these bonuses?
Well, this is something new. But, and you know, they did have a bonus for a while of 9%, and so they increased it to 12%, and then they said, wait a minute. For a fee, we'll increase that bonus every year to 20% if you add this extra rider in. So if you're going to put money in every year, it would be worth doing. If it's a lump sum, the 12% would be the way to go. And I've got people coming in this week to do this. They're going to do the 12%. Plus, that's just the bonus. Remember, whatever it makes, they add to that bonus.
Jeez.
So let's say it made an extra 5% or 6%. Whatever it makes will be locked in that year. So every year that you make anything, it locks in at the end of the year. You can also do a two-year strategy. Like if you think that it might not make as much money 1 year, do a two-year. And that way you've got 2 years added together when you get paid.
So
annuities have got so many things nowadays that the stock market doesn't have. No other investment has all these advantages.
So if somebody was to do a two-year instead of a one-year, it means they would wait to get paid. The return would be in the second year, not the first year, but their return would be bigger. They'd make more profit, right? Is that right?
I believe they would.
Okay.
Because I've added up both ways. And the one-year strategies are good. But sometimes you want to take a two-year on part of it because if the market is bad 1 year, then you've got that second year built in.
Hmm.
So you've added them together for your strategy. Annuities have been around over 100 years. The companies we use have got $60 billion in assets. They've been this company's been around 100 years. So we know we can trust them. They've paid good. Average, their 10-year average is between 9% and 10%.
And
so that's a good percentage.
There's several to choose from. What, 14, 15?
Yes, there's 14 strategies. You're never directly in the stock market. That's what makes it so great. You don't have that risk of the stock market. It's all tax deferred till you take it out. It's compound interest on your account. So it's the best of all worlds if you've got an annuity.
Wow.
There's not anything negative about it because at the end of the first year, you can start taking 10% a year out unless you do this other strategy, which is more. And you've got that bonus going for you. You've got whatever strategies you're in. You're going to get paid on that at the end of the year. So I can't see anything negative about an annuity at all.
The interesting thing is, if I heard you right, the people that called you about annuities this week, they've historically, for a number of years, been in life settlements. Is that right?
They have been in life settlements, and they said they feel like it's time to get out of their life settlement when they've got a whole bunch of cash sitting there right now, and to do annuities on that instead of doing life settlements. Because both of them that I've talked to are in their 70s, and they think it's time to make the switch. So I hadn't thought about that way. And I said, well, I think they're right. You know, we've got quite a few people that are in their 70s. They're selling their business or they're fixing to retire. And they've got this lump sum. Well, they've also got a lump sum with us. Remember the TAN policy, that $2 million policy we were waiting on. It's in the bank. They've got their money. And they got a surprise. The interest on the $2 million extra over and above what they made was $259,000.
Wow.
That's a heck of a deal.
Ooh.
I mean, we not only made them some great return, but then they got the extra interest. So I think this is why now they're gearing up and saying, you know, I've just got a total of 300,000 in my account, or 250. I think I'd like to do something with that. So, you know, annuities is the next step.
Mm.
And it's a great way to guarantee your money, to make the profit you want without going back in the stock market. A lot of people are getting out of the stock market. Those people have called this week also. They want out of the stock market. They want to get to safety. Because of their age, they feel like they need that money guaranteed and safe and secure. So that's why they're doing annuities. So, you know, we're doing a lot of different things right now than we thought we'd be doing. We're still doing a lot of life settlements. This week, we bid on $3 million in life settlements for people.
Wow. That's a lot. Yes. That's a big.
It's a lot.
Ooh.
And so if we get all those and get everybody invested, fully invested, they've got a lot of money in their accounts right now. So that's a great deal. So we've got two or three things going right now that are going to make people money. They're going to make it safely. You know, the return on the life settlements is great. You know, it's 1% a month. And we've got some short term again. We've got some 12, 15 month, and a 38 month. So these are terminal cases of cancer that we're bidding on the policies. If we get all these, we're going to put people in them immediately. And turn their money for them. That's what we're here for, is to turn their money, make them a profit over and again.
Jeez.
And then something else that we don't ever think about. We buy life insurance policies on people that have cancer locally. We don't ever mention that. But if you live here in Texas and you have cancer, you need cash, you need to get it out of your life insurance policy, we'll buy that policy if the numbers are right. If it's terminal, we're interested. We'll pay you more than anybody in the industry, frankly, because I've looked at the statistics, and I know we pay more than the ones that I see on the deal, because that's all listed every year as to what people paid for policies. So, you know, we have the money. You give us the information on your cancer. We'll find out. We'll do a life expectancy. We'll find out how long you've got. And then we'll give you that money for treatment or whatever you want to do with it. If you need to settle your estate, we'll do that. Or if you need treatment, this will be a great way to do it, is we'll buy your policy where you can have treatment.
So people can actually, and I know it's been a long time since we've talked about it. You're right. We don't talk about it very often, but you went through the licensing. I think it was a couple of years ago, but we talked about it then, but not really since. And what this means for people is if they wanted to sell their policy directly to you, you can pay more because you eliminate the broker. Once you take out the middleman, that creates a much better, I guess, maybe profit margin for everybody. Am I saying that right?
That's exactly right. They get more money and we get more money because we've cut out the broker that we have to go through in every state. And in Texas, we don't have to go through a broker and we don't ever talk about it. I thought about it this week because I was hearing some cancer cases here in Texas. I said, you know, we don't ever tell anybody. If you have cancer, you live in Texas, we can buy your policy direct. All you have to do is give us all the information. We'll contact the doctors. We'll get a report as to how bad it is, what type of cancer, if it's spread. We get all this information. And then we'll give you a fair price for that policy, and you can spend it on. I know a lot of people, it's $100,000 a month. So if you're hurting financially, this will help. We'll buy your policy and get you that extra cash that you need.
You're still looking to buy the same types of policy. It's not just anybody that wants to sell it and buy an RV and travel the country. You're still looking for specific types of policies, right?
That's right. You need to be ill. And if you're sick and worried about how you're going to pay for this, this is the best way to do it if you have a life insurance policy.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know there's a lot of, like, you see a lot of ads all over the place for people who, you know, sell their policies and they're going to, you know, travel all over the place and they have the sunshine and the wheat blowing in the wind and people are just like having a good old time playing with grandbabies and, you know, bouncing children on their knees and all this and that. And then they go play tennis and all that. But that's not your, I mean, you're still, it's very specific types of policies you're after. I know there's plenty of other companies that will buy just anybody's policy and they'll just go on and on and on, but you're very specific about not buying quote unquote old policies anymore. That's not part of the plan. So if people are, you know, looking to do it, yes, it's a great opportunity, but you do still have to, you know, you're still looking for certain types.
That's right. And that's where we come in to help you, because we know cancer. We've dealt with it for 10 years. We can get all the information. We can make a decision. It doesn't take us but a few days, and then you get the cash. Hmm. So it helps a lot of people by us buying their policies.
Yeah.
And we don't ever think about it in Texas that we're right here. We can buy your life insurance policy in just a few days. You're dealing with a local company. We'll pay more than other companies because we are right here. We eliminate the brokers, and that helps you. It helps us. So that's something we haven't talked about in a long time, and I thought it was time to bring it up that we will buy your policy.
Yeah, that is good thinking. I hadn't thought about that, and I guess we just got talking about other things and hadn't really brought that up. And it's been, what, a couple of years, I think, since you got the license and all that?
Right. Since we became licensed to do this, you have to be licensed in every state. And we're licensed here in Texas where we live, and we can do that service for people.
Yeah, you can't buy people like people out in California or other states or anything like that. You can't buy their policies, but anybody, you know, locally here, you're licensed throughout the entire state of Texas, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter where you live. If you have a problem that you need to resolve on your medical, and it is cancer, we're available. You can talk to us about it and see if we can make it work for you.
Cool. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad you brought that up. It's something I think we'd probably hadn't focused on in a long time and probably needed to. So that's great.
And then on the life settlements that we do, the investor side, that's where we're usually at, is on the investor side. People come to us, they say, Faye, I've got a lump sum, I'd like to put it in life settlements. And the way that works is you open an account at Nevada Trust. We use a trustee for every policy. The money never goes to us. We don't handle the money. So Nevada Trust, we open an account there. If it's an IRA, it can be a Roth, it can be a regular IRA, it can be a joint account with your wife. Or you can have more than one. You can have an IRA for you, an IRA for your wife, or a family trust, whatever you have. So then we invest that money from there. And the way it works, you must be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million, and that is without your home. That's a government regulation, not ours. So if you qualify, we'd be glad for you to come and do a life settlement. It's a very conservative investment. We're investing in life insurance policies on people that have cancer. So when we buy these, we've researched it. We've got the life expectancy report from a reputable company that tells us how long they're going to live. And so if we pay 1% a month, if it's 24 months, you make 24%. It doesn't matter if it comes in early, if it's late, if it's on time. You're still going to get paid the same amount, the 24. If it's late, you may owe some premium. And we escrow extra premium for 12 months, not only the premium for whatever the life expectancy is, but we escrow it for an additional 12 months, and that really helps. So that's giving you the protection. And a life settlement is a very conservative investment. It's not like being in the stock market. Your investment cannot go down. It's in a life insurance policy, and they're not going to discount it like in the stock market. You get the face amount of that policy. Plus, they usually pay interest until it's redeemed. So that gives you a little extra there.
For people who are going to, hadn't really done anything before, and they're thinking about getting into, because I know you talked about how profitable annuities are. You talk about how profitable life settlements are. For those who have haven't done either one, but they want to do something, they like the fact that they're both conservative, neither one of them is in the stock market, how would you characterize the difference between, I guess, maybe benefits or profit margins between annuities and life settlements, if people are weighing the two options?
Okay, a life settlement is going to usually pay a lot more, okay? But it's also takes longer. In other words, you don't get income every year. With an annuity, once you sign up, starting the second year, you can take money out every year the rest of your life, okay? And you get your bonuses up front. Now, on a life settlement, going in, you know that it's 18 months or 24 months, so you get money about every 2 years. It's not, you don't get money every year, unless you've got some that, if you've got several, there may be something coming due every year. I've got several people that every time I look on a policy, they're in it. I mean, you know, when we're paying off, it looks like they're always the one getting paid. So some people, you know, have a tremendous income from this. We have a lot of people that are getting over $100,000 a year in interest income.
Wow. That's just in interest.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's in interest. We're not talking about their principal.
Wow.
Because every time I turn around, they've got a policy that's matured. And we've had a lot of maturities this year, more than we've ever had. And we still have a lot of money. People still have a lot of money that they don't have invested, that they should have invested and have it, or put it in an annuity. If you're going to sit on the sidelines for 2 or 3 years, put that extra money in an annuity and be drawing interest on it all this time.
Yeah. If it's going to sit there, it might as well sit in an annuity and make some money.
That's right.
It's a minimum of $100,000 for a life settlement, right?
That's right, and that'll get you in two policies.
So, if somebody wanted to come over, and I don't even know if this is a realistic scenario, but if somebody wanted to come over for the first time, never done anything before, wanted to get into, an annuity or two, and a life settlement or two, what would that look like? How much would they need to invest total between the two? Is that even a possibility? I don't even know. I'm just making it up.
They could do that. They could put $100,000 in life settlements. They could put $100,000 in annuities.
Okay. It just seems like
you can do it either way. And it depends your age and what your goals are. You know, if you're 60, you're going to have a different goal than the person that's 70 and 73. The 70 and 73-year-old is probably going to want income every year, okay? They need that steady flow.
So then that would be an annuity would be best for somebody like
that. That'd be an annuity. But if you're 60 years old, you don't need that yet, so you're probably going to stick with life settlements until you're 70.
Okay.
Or 73. So it's a different group of people. If you're 55, 60 years old, you're going to want to do life settlements and make as much money as you can before you go into annuities, before you retire, because you're not even at retirement age at 60.
Yeah.
And now I've got people at 73 tell me they're still working, but it's time to get into annuities. And they want to get that set up now. And probably at 74, they're going to retire.
Well, it just seems like there is such a shift, and it seems like it's a dramatic shift, and maybe it's just my perspective. You'd probably clarify this better than I could, but it seems like there's been a shift. I know the main focus for, you know, more aggressive profits has always been in the life settlement, but it seems like between bonuses and all these other things that are going on in annuities, it seems like that is almost catching up with life settlements as far as, you know, the aggressiveness of profits that people can make. Is that accurate, or is it just some weird thing that I made up?
I think it's changing. just all of a sudden, I didn't realize we had all these people that are 70 and 73, and their interest is changing just all of a sudden. They're calling me. We've had three or four calls this week from people say, Faye, I want to do it differently now. You know, I've been in life settlements. It's a slower deal for the younger people. And we feel like now we're ready to take our money and have an annuity and have that interest every year and have a payment every year. And so that they're changing their investment strategies is changing with their age. So now all of a sudden I'm getting all these calls this week, people that have life settlements that now want to take the cash they've got and go into annuities.
Interesting.
Because they, remember, it's safety first. And to get out of life settlements and go, well, they need to go into annuities because it's the safest on the earth.
Yeah. And some people will use annuities if they're not quite to the level, like accredited, if they're not quite to the level where they can actually qualify to do a life settlement. They'll use the annuity to build up their assets, then get into life settlements. And now some people are kind of going the other way, taking life settlements and expanding into annuities, right?
Well, and yes. And I had a guy send me an email this week, and I just thought about his email. He said, I have just one question. It's simple. How much do I need to invest with you? I mean, you know, it's just, you know, and I said, $100,000. That's the minimum. That's all he wanted to know. What is the minimum to invest with you? I said, $100,000. And I haven't heard back. I don't know what his decision was or if he had that much. But he said, I just have one question, simple question. What is the minimum investment?
Well, I guess if it's, if you only have one question, that's a good one to have.
That's right. And I just sent back a message, $100,000, Faye Bagby. That's all I said.
Very simple, to the point.
That's right. He wasn't asking a lot of questions, didn't want to hear from me. He just wanted to know that, lady, what is it? I did just like he did. I sent him one sentence. You know, it's $100,000. I didn't say another word.
No need to expand with extra words. Again, that's the.
No, I mean, he didn't want to hear anything else, so I didn't give him anything else.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, but your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we kind of take a break. We get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about the devil's sinkhole.
Ooh.
Now you're going to say, what is that? Well, let me tell you something. This is the Texas State Parks 100th anniversary. Did you know we have over 89 parks in Texas?
Do we really?
Yes. And I'd been wondering about this. 89 parks. It's just, you know, it's an amazing thing. Texas does everything bigger and better than anybody.
Yeah.
But let me tell you about a million years ago. About a million years ago, what's now the Texas Hill Country, there was a slow-moving groundwater cave. There was a big valley formed, and it drained this big cave. The ceiling collapsed. It left a 50-foot-wide circular opening, a pile of rubble, a breakdown mountain that was about 150 feet below it. They named it the Devil's Sinkhole. This was a cavern that was chiseled into the Edwards Limestone. It slopes downward from the rubble to about 350 feet. It's 1,000 feet across its widest point. This is the fifth largest in Texas, deepest cave, fifth largest cave in Texas. And in 1971, they designated a national natural landmark.
Wow.
Yeah. And this place is on a former ranch. It's near Rock Springs. It's about 140 miles northwest of San Antonio. The Devil's Sinkhole State Natural Area. It covers 1,860 acres.
Wow.
Can you believe we have a place like that in Texas that covers 1,800 acres
Good
as a park?
Lord.
I mean, it's atop the Edwards Plateau. They say it's as wild as a state park could ever get. Well, you know, if it's way out there and nowhere, you know it's rough.
Oh, yeah.
It's got all these craggy canyons. It's got a few trees. The only facilities is some bathrooms, and it's by reservation only.
Really?
That's how rough this place is. But it's open from May through October, and a lot of people come in September and October. If you just want to see the sinkhole, they thought it was a gateway to hell.
Yeah.
That's what the people said. But the main attraction is the Mexican free-tailed bats.
Ooh.
These bats arrive, let's say in May, but they don't really congregate till September and October. It's not like the bats that are in Bracken Cave or Austin's Congress Avenue Bridge. I don't know if you remember about the Congress Avenue Bridge. That's where all the bats are in Austin.
Hmm.
And these bats spring up every night out of the sinkhole, and they spread all over the hill country. At night, there is 6 million bats.
Good Lord. Literally 6 million?
6 million.
Wow.
And they can eat 3/4 of their weight in insects.
Wow.
So at night, these bats, 7 grams, 1/4 ounce of insects per bat.
Ooh.
They eat all these insects and save the Texas farmers, it says, billions of dollars in pesticides.
I bet. Wow.
Now, they said it's so good for tourism. People come and see these bats. They see the sinkhole. And, of course, it's all by caravan out there. You're not allowed to go out there by yourself in a car because of where this sinkhole is. It would be dangerous for you to go out there. But the Congress Avenue Bridge has been bringing in, for the bats, $10 million a year.
Really?
Now, you talk about an attraction.
Yeah.
The Congress Avenue Bridge, I knew it was a bat place. I didn't know what it was making. I had no idea.
Good Lord. That's $10 million. That's amazing. Golly.
But they have evening tours. You can go out there at night. They'll take you out there. As I said, it's by reservation only. And the bats, September and October is when the big amount, where there is 6 million bats at night.
Jeez.
Now, you can take a day tour and a nature walk, but remember, you don't want to go till September and October because it's too hot.
Yeah.
But you can go and see the sinkhole without the bats. I mean, it's a natural wonder to see this. You can get motels in Rock Springs to see all this. But everybody should go there once to see this sinkhole, this mighty deal. As I said, it was a gateway to hell in the Texas Hill Country when it was discovered. You know, millions of years ago this happened.
Wow.
And everybody forgets all the things that nature does out here in Texas, and that we get to see it for years afterwards.
And the cave underneath, that was nature made. That was not like a man-made thing that
No,
that
this
collapsed.
Is all nature. And they had these floods, and it caused all this sinkhole, this 350 feet deep and 1,000 feet wide.
Wow. That's
and it's all natural. And these bats, you know, they come here every year. And it says they don't have their babies here, but they'll come as they're passing off to some place else.
Really?
But 6 million of them rise out of the night and go out and eat all these insects and help the farmers.
Well, I could not imagine if I was just standing there and saw 6 million bats.
It would be kind of scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
And they rise up out of the dark, and I guarantee it'd get your attention.
Man, I can't even imagine how creepy that would be. Wow.
And people love stuff like this. You know, they love the scariness of it in the night, and you see all these bats just flying everywhere coming out of that hole, And, you know, everybody wants to behold that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't believe they made a national memorial out of this thing.
Wow.
But that's our government for us, you know. They wanted to get a piece of that, I guess.
Of course.
But the Devil's Sinkhole Society is the one that has the tours every night of the bats. But you can only do it Wednesday through Sunday.
Wow. And it's September, October's prime time.
Yeah, and that's when the bats really get September and October. They start coming in May, but there's not enough of them to see then. So you want to go in September or October when the bats have all got there, because that's when it's the highest number.
Boy, oh boy.
And they say that they believe there's 6 million at that time.
I would say that would be fascinating for anybody who loves nature and things that you don't see every day. But also, I would think that would be something that would be right up the alley for people who love, like, Halloween or haunted houses, just to go out there in October when you have a little bit of crisp at night, and then you see all those bats coming out. It'd be like a real life, like true nature type of haunted house type of thing.
That's right. And it might scare a few people too, those
yeah.
bats flying out, you know, I mean, going all over. I mean, you might have a little panic attack. I don't know. but just the name, scary, you know, the Devil's Sinkhole, you know, is kind of a scary thought, you know.
Yeah.
That this was made millions of years ago, just naturally, carved out there, and by the top of that cave, you know, collapsing and leaving that 50-foot circular opening and 1,000 feet across.
Wow. I can't even imagine. And then they all just come out all at the same time?
Yeah, they just come out when it gets dark. When it gets dark, they fly up straight into the night.
Wow. Are people...
Can you imagine?
No,
and
I
you're
can't.
Out there, and you're out there in the dark when this happens.
Jeez,
you think you might not get a little bit afraid? Oh my gosh!
Wow! Oh my
and
goodness!
And it's the fifth deepest cave in Texas.
Mm. Wow!
But I don't think our other caves have got the scariness of the bats and all this at
yeah.
night, because you can't go out there till it gets dark. You know, because you want to. See them fly, and they're not coming out till dark.
Yeah, and they take you out.
Then
you can't
they
just
go,
meander up on them, right?
No, and so then they're going to fly everywhere. They fly over all these farmers' crops and eat all these insects. And you know what that's worth? That's worth millions and millions of dollars to farmers, because if they eat all those bad insects, you don't have to use pesticide.
Yeah, yeah, jeez. So when people go, and this might be a dumb question, and you may not even know the answer, I don't know, but when people go, are they in danger, or are they protected?
No.
Or
no, the bats aren't going to hurt you.
Okay.
You stand there and watch them come out.
Because that would freak me out. I know I would.
Well, remember the early people that saw it, and they saw the sinkhole. They said, this must be the gateway to hell, you know, because it was kind of scary
yeah.
when they saw this huge hole, the sinkhole right there, you know. But it's a stopover for the bats. They've been doing it a long time, and, of course, everybody makes money off these bats. I mean, we've got several bat caves in Texas, and this is one of many. And then the Congress Avenue Bridge, I didn't realize. They said it's a great tourism income for people, for local communities. And they're bringing in $10 million in Austin and laughing every day. They're going, hallelujah, you know.
Thank God for the bats.
Thank God for the bats, you know. Oh, my gosh. But I think it would really be interesting to go. You might get a little scared, I mean, when they first, you know, up, because
yeah.
the flapping of the wings is going to make a lot of noise.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know,
then
it's going to make a lot of noise when they come up out of there.
You know, if you do this in like October, which would be perfect, but you're in Halloween mode and you see all these bats come out, you hear all the sound, you think of things like, you know, Batman and vampires and all these other things, weird stuff that happens, and I would imagine you could psych yourself out in a big hurry. I'm doing it right now.
There you go. Well, and of course it's dark.
Yeah.
And remember, I don't know if you've ever lived out in the country. I have. And at night, you know, it gets pretty dark out in the country.
It does.
You know, it's not like town where you've got lights and, you know, people are not ever afraid. And you know, but out in the country, remember, this is on a big old place that was a ranch that's now a park. And it's very quiet out there. I mean, you know, you could psych yourself out and get scared. especially anybody that's squeamish. But when you hear those bats' wings start to flap, you know, they're coming up. It's gonna be awe-inspiring. You know, you might catch your breath a little there.
Boy, that would be something really cool to experience. Oh, I think I'm going to have to.
I think it would really be great. And I recommend it, especially when it gets cool.
Yeah.
Go out there. Get on the caravan, go out there. You know, it's by reservation only. They don't want anybody out there stumbling around at night.
Yeah. Jeez. And you're right. You know, out in the country like that, I mean, if you've got a full moon, it's almost like it can be so bright you can almost read a book. But boy, if it's not, wow, it's darkness like you can't really even describe. It's almost like being in space. It's really, really cool.
That's right.
It's really neat.
I think it would be something you would never forget going out there and seeing all this.
Yeah.
It'll get your attention.
Yeah, it will. Wow. That would be really, really
so
cool.
So I recommend it. This is a great thing for people to do. I think everybody should go out there. You know, naturally, you're going to have to spend the night. They've got motels there and all this. Do that at night. A little small town, do some wandering, you know, for a weekend. I think it'd be great.
That would be super cool. And you're right. By the time we get into like late September, October, the weather should be nice and perfect. You know, it'll be kind of cool at night, and it'll be just perfect. Wow, I didn't even know that even existed. Does everybody know about that, or is it just? Or am I the only one?
I have no idea, but I know about it.
I didn't even know it was a thing until right now. But boy, it's skyrocketed to the top of my list of things to do. That's for sure.
I think it'll be a great thing. I want to hear from people if they went out, if they loved it. And enjoyed it.
Yeah. Wow. How cool. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
It's probably one of those things I'm kind of imagining. Probably the first time you go, it'll freak you out a little bit, and then you go back to the hotel, and it's like, the next night, I want to do it again. And then you're
That's right. Especially if you've got your kids with you.
Yeah.
Now, the kids are going to love it. They're going to get scared, but they're going to love it.
Mm.
You know?
Wow. How cool.
Not for little kids, but I mean,
oh, no,
you know,
no.
Your teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toddlers, probably not so much, but.
No, I don't think I'd take my toddler to see this. This would be a little too much.
Yeah. Boy, that would be so cool. Okay. So before we wrap things up, we should talk about the risks of a life settlement. We used to talk about three, but now it's kind of like down to two. So what is the biggest one?
Okay, the biggest one is it can go over. We tell you when, up front how much it would be if it goes over. If it goes over, you would have to pay premiums. We've got all the premiums now down very, very low. We've got you protected on that. But that is a risk. That's the biggest risk of all, is it could go over and you would have to pay premiums. The second risk is, remember, it's not liquid till it matures. When it matures, it's liquid.
All right.
So that's your two risks. And with annuities, I don't know of really any risk because your premium's guaranteed. Your interest locks in every year. It can't go backwards. Your amount of policy is not going to reduce. It's always protected. So, you know, that's the safety first.
And so for either one, whether people, you know, choose to go the route of life settlements or annuities, diversity is king, right? Because you were talking about somebody earlier, or generally speaking about investors who are in several policies and there's always something coming due. They're the ones that are making the most profit. They're the ones that are just absolutely thriving the most, right? Being diversified.
That's right.
All right.
Being diversified. Either one, you have to be diversified. You can't come in with one policy and make a lot of money. That's just not going to happen. You have to be diversified. You have to have several policies. And on annuities, our strategies, there's 14 strategies inside an annuity. So it's very diversified. It is very well laid out. So either one is a great investment.
It kind of sounds like people, instead of doing one or the other, like maybe we used to, I guess, maybe categorize them as doing, it sounds kind of like people are diversifying not only within life settlements or annuities, but within both. Like maybe some annuities, some life settlements, kind of doing it like all as one gigantic strategy. Is that kind of like the new trend?
They can do that. They can mix and match. The wife may want annuities. The husband may want life settlements. They may want a joint account either place. There's so many. You can diversify so good with these two investments without the risk. The risk is very, very low. It's not like when you're in the stock market, you're 100% at risk. Hmm. Had you thought about that? And then the fees on top of that. So if you don't want the risk of the stock market, annuities are great or life settlements are great. They're very, very conservative. Your principal on both of them are guaranteed. Your principal is always safe. And I can't tell you that about the stock market. Your principal is never safe. I mean, you're just there. You're up, you're down. You know, I've talked to a lot of people that have lost money this last year in the stock market. And they have not recovered it again. So, you know, some days it's up, some days it's not. And remember, that's real money. A lot of people don't realize that. Unless it's their portfolio, then they know it's real money.
Yeah. Yeah, they look down, they go to retire, and there's nothing left. Or they already retired, and then something happens, and then they have to go back to work at 75 or 80. You've seen people like
that's
that.
That's what happened in 08. You remember that story.
Oh, yeah.
So it can happen to you. Be conservative. As you get older, there's one thing about annuities when you get older. Nobody can steal your money. It's inside an annuity. Mm. You know, those sharp, sharp people are not going to be able to get it. You know, I have a lady in Amarillo, Texas, been with me all these years. She called this week. She was madder than hops. She has three or four annuities with me because her husband had annuities and she had annuities. They had, like, IRAs, and they had regular accounts. Anyway, some guy comes out to her house. He tells her he's with one company, then tells her he's with another. He's trying to take her out of her annuity. She's in her 90s.
Wow.
I mean, this is crazy. She called me. She was so mad. She said, would you write me a letter that I can give to the insurance company and tell them this is enough, that I want this stopped? She said, I don't want these men coming out here to my house trying to get my annuity.
Man.
Now, that is wrong. But that happens every day to seniors. People will go out to their house and try to talk them out of their annuities. They want to roll it over, flip it over, and make that extra income all the time. And you know, if their annuity's working, you shouldn't be bothering them.
Yeah.
You know? And anyway, we had to write the letter for her where she could give it to the insurance company. Because she was hot.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
There's nothing wrong with her mind. She may be in her 90s, but her mind is solid, and she was mad.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. People do anything to try to get you that way. So
they will, and they'll tell you they're one company and make you believe they're just checking on something. What they really want to do is talk you out of your policy and spin it over to another company. And on seniors especially, we have laws against all that.
Yeah.
So, they should leave our seniors alone.
I know. You got to be so careful these days. Okay,
that's
so
right.
For this coming week, I assume you have availability to talk to people if they want to come get some more information, right?
That's right. We're people this week about annuities, about life settlements. We're going to be on the move. And then we've got all these policies closing. Then the people got paid on the TAN policy. I want to tell that one more time. It was a $2 million policy. They got their profit, and then they got $259,000 in extra interest. Gosh, what a day.
Yeah, wow. Big extra bonus. All right, Faye, so then one last time for people to call, make an appointment, come talk to you, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.